Case number 11446, Bruce and Leslie Lane, east of Ocean Drive and 100 feet south of Farview Road, and being lot 5 within North Shore Subdivision and north of town boundary of Henlopen Acres. 911 address is not available. Text map ID number 334-8.17-6.00. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Please give your full name and address, please.
Randy Gordon, 801 Savannah Road, Lewis, Delaware.
Okay, do you swear or affirm that all the information you're about to give the board would be true and correct?
I do.
Okay.
I have Good evening, gentlemen. Randy Burton. I live at 801 Savannah Road in Lewis, Delaware. I own Burton Builder. We are a luxury custom home builder, having practiced in Sussex County for the last 27 years. And there's an additional supplement that I passed along to each of you, members of the commission, or board, rather, to take a look at. So, and also, for some reason, when I was leaving my office today, I found most of this file, but can I see the... Do you have a copy of the sheet that I submitted with our answers?
Yes, I do.
Can I borrow that from you?
The first one attached to here.
I'm prone to run on long at breath, so I figured I'd give you the same answers that are on here. So I stand before you tonight to plead on behalf of my client. The beautiful home that you see there is not mine. It is the home of Bruce and Leslie Lane, clients of mine from Bethesda. We built this house, we began the construction of this house 3.5 years ago. It is a 9,000 square foot home, direct ocean front in North Shores. The beginning of the construction of this house was with quite a bit of controversy from some engineering perspectives. And we drove set the house. As you can see in the picture on the front of there, is actually a remodel. Now, that was a bit of a stretch, you might say, because you see all the oceanfront deck that was left on there, and 50% of the piles had to be reused because of to be in compliance with DENREC regulations. So first we demoed the existing house, other than what you can see in there, and then we drove 145 75-foot-long concrete piles to begin the house. And then we built the steel frame that you can see, and then the other picture that you can see is the final house as it was nearly finished. And at one point, we came before the board here. I came and represented our client because he was asking for a variance for the pool in the front yard to reach beyond the 30 feet. That was not granted. And the pool, you can see, is in compliance. That's not part of the application tonight, but I just wanted to be in full disclosure that this property had come before you for a variance request unrelated to the current variance tonight. And so, as you well know, a year ago, council granted the director the ability to grant an administrative variance. Up to 1 foot for side yard, front yard violations or encroachments. And having known the director for a long time and worked with him for many years, he and I took a look at this. And knowing that there had been an application that was presented previously, and there was one objection to that from neighbors, and recognizing that if there was an objection, we would have to come back here before you, and we would take a 60-day process and turn it into a 120 or 145 or 180-day process. My client and I, along with the director, chose to make application for a variance. You know, my client, you know, there obviously there's a unique situation, and my client did not create it. I'd like to stand here before you and say I didn't create it either, but that's the reason I'm standing here tonight, because one of the things that we've done and the reason that we're still in business 27 years later is because we're accountable to our clients and we're accountable to what we do. So we're asking for 4/10 of an inch to less than 1/10 of an inch variance here. This is not something that we egregiously sought after to gain Mr. Lane an extra 100, 200, 500, 1,000 square feet on his property. This was a calculation error on an extremely complicated construction project that a couple of things honestly got away from us. If I was to answer it any other way, I wouldn't be answering it honestly. We had a survey done once the pilings were driven, and we didn't pick up on this variance in there, in as much as, if you notice, on top of the 75-foot pilings were massive pile caps that got put on there. We poured over 180 yards of concrete on top of the 75-foot pilings, and then we put 250 tons of steel on top of that. So it's kind of a small office building that we built on the ocean front there. Mm-hmm. It was a great project. And so the uniqueness, I guess, you know, 75-foot pilings, question 1A, were driven at an offset that created an encroachment of 4/10 of an inch and less than 1/10 of an inch. Is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to this unique conditions? Well, yeah, there's already a 9,000 square foot house there that's completely finished that we wouldn't want to have to alter that at this point. Can the property be developed strictly in conformity? I put on here NA. I mean, could it have? Yes. Has it been? Within 4/10 of an inch, it has been. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? It is, because we need a final certificate of occupancy, and without this variance, we can't get a final certificate of occupancy for this home. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? And as I just said, we had an as-built survey done. The applicant clearly did not create the situation. Our company did. Is there a negative effect? No. Negatively affect the essential character of the neighborhood? No. Is it detrimental to the public welfare? No. Will the variance represent at least the least modification possible? Absolutely. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of the regulations at issue? Yes. Special use exceptions, will the exception substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent?
Oh, we don't need that. You don't need that.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. We're not special use. Sorry. So it is my understanding, and I didn't bring any letters in opposition, and I didn't bring any letters in favor, but my client, who is a straight-up honest guy, has talked. I sent emails to him and to his neighbors. Who were notified, and to the best of he and I's knowledge, as of 5:30 this afternoon, there were no letters of objection, and his most common neighbors on each side of him, who, if there were an effect negative at all, it would be to them, are not in opposition at all.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start here with you, Mr. Rickards.
Yes, it's refreshing to hear someone admit that they made a mistake and not blame it on everyone else and builders and their kids, their moms, their dads. But you just made a mistake when you redid this. Is that correct? Is that what you're saying?
That's absolutely correct.
And I believe you I believe you answered all the standards for granting a variance very good, very nicely. All right, that's all I have. Just wanted to make a comment of honesty.
All right, thank you for that. Mr. Workman? I'm sorry?
No questions.
All righty. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson? And I'm Mr. Callahan. No questions. So hearing that, oral then, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,446. I believe the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance and has done an excellent job. The uniqueness to the property, he's also addressed the uniqueness to this property that and also the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The hardship has not been created by the applicant. A variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief. And I believe the request of the variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation.
Okay, do I have a second then to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickard, second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 11,446. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Berger?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,446 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks for your time tonight.
Yes, sir.
Mr.